Good morning. I'm Meredith Tigges.
I'm Amanda Miller.
And I'm Jenna Heinen. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we bring you all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Tuesday, we had a special assembly to honor the top sellers in the annual Garrigan calendar drive. This year, students sold 2,128 calendars, which brought in more than $64,000. The money is used to help with transportation expenses. We've used it to purchase buses and Suburbans that take students safely to activities and school events.
The top seller this year was sophomore Riley Rosemeyer, who turned in 98 calendar sales. Junior Amanda Tilges was close behind with 90. Others in the top 10 include Talia Book, Maddie Meister, Maggie Baskey, Jacob Lear, Marshall Borman, Owen Murphy, Wyatt Rosemeyer, and Ava Bartolo. Congratulations to the top sellers in the calendar drive.
Progress is continuing on the new school chapel. We broke ground last spring, and the frame has been up since last summer. Most recently, stained glass windows were installed. The windows lend a bit of history to the project, since they came from this old St. Benedict church. Some of the statues from St. Benedict will also be incorporated into the new chapel.
Garrigan's new chapel is being built adjacent to the northwest corner of the building, adjacent to the upper elementary classrooms. A new hallway will directly connect the chapel to the original part of the building. The original Garrigan Chapel, near the school office, has been converted into a classroom space. And while we wait for the construction project to finish, religious activities like adoration and sports masses have been held in the south classroom by the new gym.
Garrigan art students have been busy with lots of projects this fall. One of these was painting pumpkins for Halloween. The pumpkins were donated by science teacher Beanie Bodie, and the students' creations have been on sale at Hy-Vee. Part of the proceeds will go to provide additional art supplies for the school.
Today is the biggest day of the year for Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band. In just a few minutes, they'll be the first group to perform at the State Marching Band Contest in Fort Dodge. Last week, the band took first place in their division in both the parade and field competitions at Algona Band Day. The competition will be stiffer at State, though, and the group has been working hard to prepare. Good luck at State to director Catherine Weimers and the band.
The Golden Bear volleyball team held their senior night ceremony last Tuesday. After having no seniors a year ago, this year's seniors are the heart of the volleyball team. Maddie and Mackenzie Meister, Amanda Miller, Emma Fogarty, and Katie Noonan are leading the team this year. Volleyball will wrap up their regular season at Humboldt this coming Thursday, and then they're hoping for a long playoff run. Good luck, volleyball!
This past week, both the volleyball and football teams held cancer awareness nights. The cheerleaders organized these events, where both fans and players wear pink. Collections are taken, with fans contributing to help fight against cancer. In recent years, we've lost several Garrigan faculty members to cancer, and we've also seen parents and even our fellow students fight the disease. We hope our contributions help to find a cure.
Signups have begun for the 2019-20 speech team. About 30 students will be part of this team this year. They'll be rehearsing through the fall in events like Reader's Theater, ensemble acting, improvisation, and choral reading. District contests will be in January, and we know the team will be working hard to prepare.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on Cade Winkle. Cade recently signed to play college basketball at Briarcliff University in Sioux City. He has been a standout guard for the Golden Bears all through high school, and he also excels in football and in throwing events and track. Aside from sports, Cade does well in the classroom, and he's won awards in DECA, the national organization for students looking at careers in business. We wish Cade good luck throughout his senior year and also in college.
Thanks, Meredith. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, today there's State Marching Band in Fort Dodge. Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band performs at 9 a.m.
Monday, the cross-country team runs at Forest City. Also that day, there's JV football at North Union. The sophomores will spend the day at Wild Haven on Monday, and on Tuesday, juniors and seniors will be helping with the 8th grade retreat at St. Michael's.
We'll have a student mass on Wednesday, and some students will take the PSAT that day. Thursday is the Top of Iowa Conference cross-country meet in Mason City, and that night, the volleyball team plays at Humboldt.
Friday, the first quarter ends, and we'll have a special speaker at Garrigan that afternoon. The football team plays at West Fork in Sheffield Friday night. Then next Saturday, we'll be hosting the annual BGHS Quiz Bowl tournament.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.